Hello, this is JoLynn Braley, permanent weight loss coach, founder of the Inner Self Diet. I have a very, very exciting and inspiring interview to share here with you today with a recent graduate of the Inner Self Diet. Her name is Carol. She's from the beautiful northern country of Vancouver, British Columbia. And before we get to that interview in just a second, I just want to share a web address with you, where you can go and you can grab my most recent free ebook so that you can learn a little bit more about making weight loss easy and fun, which is what Carol has done for herself through the proven steps of the Inner Self Diet. And you can grab that at easyfunweightloss.com. So first of all, I would love to welcome Carol to the call. Hello, Carol.
Hi, JoLynn.
Hi, I am so glad and so happy and thankful that you're doing this with me right now, because while you have gotten great results in the Inner Self Diet, and I know that you've had major shifts, and I know that you're feeling really good about yourself, I'm really, really happy that you're here, because there are women out there who are not feeling as good as you are, and they are living in struggle with themselves, with their unhealthy eating behaviors, and they're feeling stuck, and they're where you used to be. So for them to hear you today and to hear what you've gotten to, my intention is that they can believe in themselves that, hey, they can really change too, and that they can raise their hope that they don't have to stay where they are. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And do you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself before I ask you just a couple of questions? Like, do you mind sharing your age? I know you're a very smart businesswoman, but do you mind just sharing, like, the area of business that you're in so that people can just learn a little bit more about you?
Sure. So I'm just turned 50. I am in the fitness industry. I am a health coach. I'm a raw food chef. And recently chosen to be a divorcee.
Thank you. And this is so cool, because you are the perfect example of someone who, you already knew how to eat healthy. Heck, you're a raw food chef, but you were just having challenges with yourself before the Inner Self Diet. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And what it's proven to me is I know how to eat healthy. I do eat healthy. It's not even about the food. I was emotionally eating. I was comforting myself through food, even though it was good food. I was still comforting myself through food, mm-hmm. which, you know, definitely led to overeating, which then would end up feeling bad or stuffed or just wrong, and then I would purge, and it was just a cycle that would go on. It was just trying to feel my lack or my need for emotional support. Mm-hmm. That's how I did it.
Yeah. So what would you say was your biggest challenge in this area before the Inner Self Diet?
Finding different ways of comforting myself, you know, when I was feeling sad or bad about my marriage, or scared for where I didn't know where I was going to go. I haven't been single in 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is just to find different ways of dealing with stress rather than emotionally eating.
Yeah. And it's interesting too. I know, because I've heard this from so many of the exceptional women that I've worked with in the Inner Self Diet, but I've also heard it from other people, that so many people, they think that they're alone, that there's no one else out there going through the challenges they're going through. And you mentioned that not only were you emotionally eating and binging, but you were also purging. So what can you share about that past experience, how that felt, any thoughts that you might have had that there was no one else out there doing that except you? What can you share with the listeners about that experience that you were living?
Well, I think more so is you don't want to share your personal life with anyone else because I guess it can feel embarrassing or whatever. So you deal with it all by yourself, and dealing with it all by yourself means, you know, you start off, you have supper, and then you just kind of keep going through the night. And then I would get into, you know, sometimes drinking, but I would always be at home, and then just feeling really bad. And then you'd eat yourself so full, and then you'd start to like negative thoughts to myself, like, oh my God, look what you just did. How can you do that? And then I'd say, okay, no problem. I'll just go get rid of it. You know, I just didn't want to talk to anyone about my problems because I just didn't want anybody to know. Everybody thought my life looks perfect.
Yeah. But then, like you were saying, well, I just tried to do it on my own or fix it on my own. How did that work for you to do that?
It didn't, because I had no coping skills. I had no, that was my choice of how I dealt with it. And didn't know how to change it because food seems to be the feel-good go-to. And, of course, at my age, who's going to tell somebody they binge? That's a teenager thing. That's not what an adult does, especially 50 years old. Everyone just thinks, oh, you know, you look so great for your age. And, you know, they think my life is wonderful. And I guess maybe most of my life is wonderful, but I have this dirty little secret I used to have that wasn't healthy, and I didn't want to live with it. I wanted to live and be happy every day and not come home and crash. I want to just stay up high, fly all day long. Like at work, everything's great. I go home and it's not.
Yeah. So since you were trying to fix this for so long on your own, though, well, how many years were you trying to just do this all on your own, trying to figure it out, trying to make it go away on your own, the eating behaviors, the unhealthy?
You know, that's only been maybe 5 years, because my marriage just kind of started going downhill about 10 years ago, and it just kind of went downhill, downhill, downhill. But the actual eating problem has probably been 5 years.
Okay. And that's funny, though, that you say only 5 years. How did it feel to be living with it for 5 years, though?
Yeah. It's really funny. It's a strange feeling because you hate it, but yet it's your go-to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a strange thing. And then after, you just, okay, I'm never going to do that again. That was so gross. And you do it again. And again and again.
So what was it that helped you to get help? I mean, because you ended up hiring me, you enrolled in the Inner Self Diet, and we're going to talk in a minute about where you're at today, you know, what's it like for you today. But what was it back then that got you to move forward and get help so that you didn't just stay in that place of having the quote-unquote dirty little secret and trying to do it all on your own?
Because I knew my problem was not food. It did not. I didn't need someone to count my calories, someone to tell me what was good or bad. I know what food is. I know what's good and bad. It had nothing to do with food. It had to do with emotions, and I needed to know. I needed someone that dealt with the emotional part of it, not the actual food, because that was not my problem.
Great. Great. And that's what the Inner Self Diet's about.
Exactly.
And so what is it like for you today? Are you still purging?
No. Mm-mm. No. I don't at all. I have the tools now that if I really don't think about it, so I don't really run to my tools, but I use a lot of tools to just keep my energy, my emotional levels up, so that I don't go back down to that place and realize that I'm okay. I'm going to be fine regardless. I'm going to move on with my life. I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to sit back anymore and hope someone else changes or anything like that. But if I have the tools now to change my thinking, to not even really consider binging and it really doesn't even, I don't think about it anymore. I don't do it.
Great. So you're not binging, you're not purging, you're using the inner self diet tools to keep your energy mm-hmm. high, to keep your mindset in the place that is healthy for you, and you just don't even think about going to the abusing food. Obviously, you have to eat, but you don't think about the binging and purging as an option. Is that right?
Right. Now my food is just nutrition. You know, I definitely eat healthy. I love to count calories. I like to do all that all the time. Mm-hmm. But no, it's no longer a comfort. It's simply now just to be healthy. But no, it's not trying to stuff feelings down or trying to make myself feel good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about this place you're living in now?
It's a huge relief. It's huge relief because I don't stay in the house all by myself all the time anymore. I go out more. I go work in my garden. I do a lot more things because I don't want to go home and just crash. I find mm-hmm. other things to do and just keep myself busy and be around friends where before I wouldn't. I'd be like, okay, I got to go home. But I really didn't have to go home, but I just wanted to be alone.
Yeah, and binge and purge in the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I've had the folks that I work with, some of them are 5 pounds over their ideal weight when they start. Some are over 100 pounds over their ideal weight. And you fall in the range of, what, 10 or 15 pounds over your ideal weight when you first started the inner self diet? And
yeah.
How many pounds have you released already?
Well, you know, according to the index, I've always been within range. But for me,
yeah.
I was on the top side of my range. But I probably, because at max, I had like 15 to lose. But then that like leans me right out. So, you know what, I probably lost 10 pounds. And
excellent.
Yeah, if people don't even notice because, you know, just that little bit doesn't make a difference, but it made a difference to me.
Yeah, excellent. How do you
mm-hmm.
feel about it?
I feel good about it. I feel good about it. But, you know, when you can tell yourself when you get dressed you look good, that's good because you tend to be the hardest on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn, what about you mentioned about the divorce and that you were married for 28 years. Is that right?
Yes.
So do you have anything you'd like to share about how relationships and the food and the eating and the self-image, how those things tie together, what your experience has been, and what that's like for you today, how you feel today, anything there that you'd like to share? Because I'm sure that there's going to be someone that listens to this, they might even be listening right now, who is having relationship challenges. They may or may not be married, but they end up feeling bad because their relationship maybe isn't going how they want it to, or maybe they're out there dating, right, and it's not going how they want it to go, and they try to soothe themselves with food, which makes them gain weight, and then they feel worse, and they're kind of stuck in that cycle. So while they might not be exactly as you are, they may be more overweight, but it doesn't matter. It's still that cycle of feeling bad, eating, overeating, and how it ties into this whole relationship topic. Anything that you'd like to share about that, how you used to feel about that and how you're feeling today?
How I used to feel is even when I got married, I, you know, planned to stay married forever. I had children and, I should have left 10 years ago because it was already bad then, but I never wanted my children to come from a broken home. I never wanted to get into the sharing weekend stuff. So I just stayed and, you know, it wasn't any kind of horrible abuse. it was just disconnect, and it was just nothing there anymore. And so, you know, the binging kind of probably started with a little bit of overeating because, you know, it just tasted good. It felt good to eat a little bit. And then it slowly progressed to what it did because my relationship kept going down, 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 and I kept staying longer, longer, longer until finally I just, you know, I guess now the kids are at the age, and kids aren't stupid. They see, they know. Mm-hmm. And so when I sat down and talked to them about it, they are totally okay with it. And that's when I knew that I needed to end this marriage and that I needed to work on myself so I could, you know, be a really great, good mom instead of dwelling on the past of a husband that I couldn't change.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the big thing of why I wanted to change. I want to worry about me and only me.
Mm-hmm.
And be happy be happy with myself. And then you don't have to look for anybody else to be happy with. You know?
Yeah, yeah, because once you're happy with yourself, it doesn't mean you have to live alone forever. But what will happen is when you're happy with yourself, you're going to attract others who you can easily have fun with, do fun things with, even if you want to get married again. But you first have to start with yourself and get in alignment with you, feel really good about you, live in the body that you want to live in, heal your relationship with food, and then the rest works out, you know, the relationship thing works out. But, you know, if you're not taking care of yourself and attending to yourself, you don't have anything to give to anyone else anyway. So
right. And that's how I felt. Like when you pretend for so long, you don't even know who you are anymore. Like you need to go back and find you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like with putting up with and just living with whatever, you know, for so long because you're just not ready to make that change, I guess. You kind of get lost on who you are. And when you find that person again, then it's a relief. It's a relief to find them again. And it's like, hey, you're back.
Hey, that's who I remember I used to be.
Right. Yeah. And then you feel so good about that. And you're like, oh, my God, I remember what this feels like to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you kind of light up again. Huge difference. And when I realized I am so okay by myself. I'm so okay. I've got friends. I've got all this stuff. And every day that he's not here, I feel better. Every day I don't hear from him, I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's the right thing. Though I want to keep a good relationship, as in friendly for my children, of course, but I just don't want to be on any kind of anything other than have to circumstances, but be friendly when you do, that's all. And I don't want it to be fake friendly. I just want to be normal. And that'll come from my being happy with myself. It won't have to be fake. It'll just be casual. It'll just be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to hold resentment. I'm not going to do all that. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't, even now.
Yeah.
I did it for a first.
How does that feel?
I did it for a reason. It feels good because I feel like, yes, I stayed way longer than I should have, but I wanted to, and the benefits were there, and I'm glad I did, and it's good. Now it's time to move on. And it's
so
good.
Yeah. And you know that you're on the right path for you by how you feel, because you know how to pay attention to your emotions now. And instead of burying them or trying to bury negativity in the food, you're paying attention to how you feel. You've got the inner self diet tools. You know how to cope, as you say. And I also remember you saying on one of the inner self diet calls something about feeling like you're no longer stuck and that you are moving forward and that you used to feel stuck. Is there anything that you'd like to share about what that feels like to no longer be stuck?
That's huge. Huge, huge, because I've been stuck for so many years. I've been stuck, because of the fear of the unknown, the fear of the future. However, when you go back to and you find you again, mm-hmm. and you learn how to turn all those negative thoughts into positive thoughts, it changes your total outlook. It just changes it, and it kind of makes you know you can walk forward and just go, because there's nothing holding you back, and you find your confidence again, and you find your happy place again.
Yeah. And the Inner Self Diet helped you do all this, huh?
Absolutely. With the tools that we have, you know, though I probably didn't, I feel like, I guess I find the ones that were, you have so many options,
mm-hmm.
that pretty soon the right one and the one that makes sense and the one that helps you hits
mm-hmm.
you. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not a one size fits all, clearly.
Right.
And so when you find that one, it really makes sense, and it just kind of turns on the light bulb, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe a good way to look at it, because you said I've got so many options in the Inner Self Diet, maybe a good way to look at it is, hey, choice is always better than no choice, and maybe you're right. You know, it's definitely not one size fits all, and so it's good to have all those options, because maybe this tool isn't going to resonate as well with this person or with you as it does with this person over here. And so maybe that's a better way for me to look at it too. What do you think? All the different tools, I mean, having the options
yes,
in the Inner Self Diet.
Definitely. Yep, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Yep.
So is there anything else about the Inner Self Diet, about your experience here, that you would love for... Just imagine this. Just imagine that the old Carol, the one who's stuck, the one who is binging and purging, the one who is emotionally eating, the one who has lost herself, the one who is afraid of the unknown, she's listening to this right now. What would you say to her?
That you don't have to be. That... You know, the Inner Self Diet definitely helped me get out of that. And when I was feeling stuck and feeling that way, I didn't like being there. I just didn't know how to get out. And so once I found how to get out, when I read, you know, it was all about emotions, and I leaped into that, I mean, every week is better. And it's still a process, but every week is better. And I have lots of go-to tools to help if I ever need it. But I'm feeling less and less and less that I need to, because I kind of have them always readily available if I need to. But I feel I don't need to. Like I don't know. I don't have to run for tools all the time, because now I've kind of... They just work automatically, I guess.
Well, and also, if you've built up enough momentum, it's like that one of the exercises that we did on, it might have been the last call of the Inner Self Diet, but when you have that momentum flowing where you're feeling better, you're feeling better, you're feeling better, because you are taking conscious action to feel better, and then you feel better, and then you're taking actions that feel good to you, and then you're taking more conscious action to change your mindset, to heal your inner self, to feel better, and then you feel better, and then you do things that feel better, and you're out with friends, and you're feeling good at work, and you're looking for the fun, and then you're eating your healthy raw foods because that's what you like to do, and you know, you're feeling better, then that momentum, it continues to build, and it becomes easier and easier to have the habit of feeling better and better. And so that kind of sounds like it might be where you are. What do you think? Does that feel right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's totally how I feel. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you can get yourself into positive habits every bit as much as, you know, you're used to negative habits, but you can change them to positive habits where that's just where you stay. You don't go to the negative habits. And if you ever find you're slipping back, or somebody says something maybe your ex says something that kind of knocks you off for a minute. Well, you brush yourself up and you climb right back up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stay there.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing, imagine that the old Carol's listening to this, but even she's heard everything you've said. She's picking up what you're putting down, but she's still saying to herself, oh, but I can do this alone. I'm just going to keep trying to fix this on my own. But then, you know, she'll do the same thing that you used to do, which is, oh, I'll never purge again, or I'll never binge again. And then she does it again. And then she keeps telling herself, oh, I can just do this on my own. I don't need coaching. I don't need a mentor. I don't need help. I'll just do it on my own. Is there anything that you would say to her?
Well, anybody that does do this knows it's a circle. It's a vicious circle that just goes around and around, and they know they can't stop on their own, or they already would. And they know they need help. So what I like about this is you get this help. I like the fact, because it is still your life, you still want it to be private.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want your neighbor to know or your coworker. So
mm-hmm.
doing it online with you and like all these calls and stuff is perfect, because
mm-hmm.
you can just speak freely and not worry
mm-hmm.
about being judged for
mm-hmm.
anything. And then you will learn. So it's like put it all out there and you will get a fix. So it allows you to be very open and honest and feel like, you know, because you're sitting in your home, you're in a safe environment, to just
mm-hmm.
let it all out.
Yeah.
And it
helps. Did you also like it that because you were in a small intimate group, no more than four people, and the content that you shared in the group in the online forum is not accessible by outsiders. It's not accessible by Google. Did you like that also, that it was a very locked down, safe place where, yeah, I mean, it was just a safe place to heal your inner self. Did you like that aspect too?
If that aspect was not part of it, I would not have participated in it.
Oh, okay. Great.
No.
So if it was something, are you saying that you actually like this, the way the Inner Self Diet is set up, because you are able to be in your home or some other safe place, and all of the content shared online is totally, it's only exclusive to you. Other people can't access it. Are you saying that you actually like this better than, for example, if I had a brick and mortar business and you'd have to come to my office and sit in a room in chairs with other people, did you actually like this way, doing it online virtually, as opposed to going to a building, because that would be more exposed? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I prefer that by far, yeah.
That's really cool. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, great. Before we wrap up this total success call, I do want to share with those of you who are listening, the way that Carol got started is she started where everyone else does, and she applied to talk to me on the phone on a one-on-one complimentary call so that I could hear where she was at, find out if I could even help her, if or how I could help her, find out what she wanted to do. And the way that she started that whole process is the way that you can do it if you're serious about getting the results that she's gotten. And if you would love to stop asking yourself, why am I such a smart and successful woman? Why do I have it so together in my business or career, but I can't fix this weight problem and the overeating problem? What is the deal? If you'd love to stop asking yourself that question, the place where you start is just go to www.discovery-session. It's discovery-session.com. And just start there with the application process. And then you fill out an application. And if we get on the phone, I'll talk to you one-on-one. And, yeah, I mean, that's how all of the people I work with start. There's no open enrollment. But I'm so glad that you found me, Carol, and that you invested in yourself. and that you did the steps and that you are feeling so good and that you're no longer stuck and that you're not doing the binging or the purging and that, like you have said so many times, you completely recognize that it's a journey, it's an ongoing journey, and that's true mm-hmm. with anything in life. But I'm so yeah. glad that you've got the tools that you need and that you're feeling good about yourself, because that's all that matters. You know?
It's true. And what I do also like is the fact it's 12 weeks. So it's not a quick fix.
No.
It's 12 weeks. That's not, you know, that's a really good amount of time to stick with it. It's long enough to make it so that you will stick with it even when the calls are over. That, mm-hmm. you know, and because I've, you know, if you just kind of do a few weeks, it's not enough. It needs to be 12 weeks is perfect.
Yeah, and the whole thing, it could be 8 weeks, but I like to have it 12 just to mm-hmm. be very, very thorough. And, you know, lasting success with your weight is 90% inner self, 90% inner game. Just like you've already given a great example of. You're a raw food chef, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know how to eat. You know how to be healthy. Oh, and by yeah. the way, for our listeners, there's no special way. Like, I don't even teach my clients how to eat. Carol herself likes eating raw, but I've had other clients who like doing Weight Watchers, others who just simply follow the naturally slender strategy that is a mindset strategy, and that's how they choose their foods, eating only when physically hungry, which is important anyway, no matter what you do. Even if you're doing Weight Watchers, you need to be putting food in your mouth only when you're physically hungry. But, you know, what's most important is the 90% of the game, that you heal the stuff on the inside that drives your unhealthy behaviors so that you can break free of the emotional eating, the binging, the purging, the self-sabotage, whatever it is that stops you from releasing the fat. Oh, and again, congratulations also, Carol, on releasing the 10 pounds. I understand what you're saying, that people don't really notice because you were already fit and slender, but for mm-hmm. you know, you wanted to release a little bit more, and you're still healthy, though. You're still healthy. We're not talking about being unhealthy. Yeah. You're definitely healthy and strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I thank you so much for doing this interview, this total success call. I am completely certain that your people, the people who resonate with where you used to be, they will hear you and they will know that it's possible. It's possible.
I think my biggest thing that I want to say, people that are binging and eating, it's not about the food. And they have to, you know, you realize when it's not about the food, it's just about comfort, and that's emotion. It's not food, mm-hmm. but that's what we use. So, you know, so many people that it doesn't matter what kind of diet you eat. If you're purging, binging, purging, you probably aren't going to gain a whole lot, or your weight's really not going to change too terribly much because you're purging,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I just found it was all totally emotional, and that was the biggest thing. I've never found anything that addressed solely emotional. We didn't talk about nutrition. We talked about emotions.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you. I love what you just said, too. You'd never found anything that addressed just the emotions for
mm-hmm.
this topic of the food and the weight. You also brought up another great point that, yeah, you're right. If anyone listening right now is purging, then, yeah, they're not going to be massively overweight. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you can have just as much struggle internally, emotionally, and in your head, no matter what your weight is. I mean, there are people who are 300 pounds overweight who don't have the struggle of somebody who is 10 pounds overweight, because some of those people that are 300 pounds overweight have given up.
It's true, but not only that, people can see someone that's 300 pounds overweight and they're going to have compassion and say, like, oh, you know, you feel sad for them because you can clearly see something's wrong. Well, when someone doesn't show those physical, when physically you don't show, people never suspect you of it. So when you do, and I mean, I've certainly shared what I do with close friends, and they're like, what? I never would have expected that. I didn't know that, because I don't physically show it.
So how did that, you're just bringing up so many gems here that I didn't even think of. And mm-hmm. so what it sounds like you're saying, though, is that that could actually cause more problems for the individual who doesn't show the weight problem, because maybe they end up feeling invisible or like they can't be helped because people don't know they have a problem. Did you feel anything like that before the Inner Self Diet?
No, I felt more like nobody suspected it, so I could hide it. But, you know, I secluded myself, mm-hmm. but nobody ever suspected any reason for it. I would, you know, say, oh, no, I got to work on stuff or whatever, which I didn't have to. And so nobody realized I had a problem because I could easily hide it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're anorexic or if you're obese, it's really obvious there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But with me, it's not obvious. So, and like I said, everybody looks at me and they would say stuff like, oh my God, I can't believe you're 50. What do I have to do to look like you?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you just kind of, I can certainly tell them what they have to do because I do know, but mm-hmm. they have no idea that I struggle, and I will stick to it 100%. I struggle emotionally
mm-hmm.
using food, getting rid of it, so it really doesn't affect my physical being.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But are you still in that? I heard you say struggle. So is it present tense or past tense?
Mm. It's definitely past tense. I don't have it anymore.
Okay,
because,
good.
Yeah, no. Because I dealt with my emotions. And if I would never have dealt with my emotions, it never would have changed because it
right.
wasn't the food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
excellent.
I've totally changed because of that.
I've totally changed because I addressed my emotions
mm-hmm.
and the food took care of itself because I already knew what to do with the food, right?
Exactly, totally. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Anything else that you want to share before we wrap up this call? Anything else that you really want people to hear? Imagine that the old Carol is out there listening, the one from your past. She's in that struggle. She feels she's isolating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She knows she can hide it.
Yeah, and it's just don't let yourself get stuck. You know you can do it on your own and be okay and thrive. It's just get your emotions in check and find your happy self and find yourself again. And it makes all the difference in the world, whether you choose to stay married and be better or whether you choose to leave and get better. It's still better all the way around to know how to get your emotions up
mm-hmm.
and keep them up.
And would you recommend that woman get help from a mentor and coach like you did, or would you recommend that she just try to get to her happy place on her own? What would you recommend?
You don't get to the happy place on your own. You don't. You have to have a coach, and you have to have a mentor, because if you knew how to get to that happy place on your own, you'd already be there.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. I didn't know how to get there, or because I really wanted to. I knew I wanted to be there, but I had no idea how to. So
well,
a mentor or a coach has to happen.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that you did that. And I'm so happy again that you did this call. I'm so grateful. This is so cool. And congratulations again on all of your successes. It's, you know, you have to take the credit. I have to give you the credit for your successes, because while the Inner Self Diet works, it doesn't work if you don't use the tools. And so you get the credit for every shift that you have gained from every tool you used and all of the action that you took, because, you know, it's your credit to take. And I just celebrate all of your successes that you've had, Carol, and continue going forward, you know, continue using the tools and keep your momentum flowing. And, you know, it's like you say, you've said it so many times, it's an ongoing journey, and now you've got the tools to take that journey and to keep going on your journey and to keep feeling better and better and better and better and better and better and better about yourself. And I'm just really happy for you.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, clearly big thanks to you for having the program that I needed to get past my problem. And it certainly has. And I don't think I would have changed if I hadn't stumbled upon your LinkedIn, sitting in the airport looking for a solution.
And I'm so glad you did. That is so cool.
Yeah, because it was an everyday thing. It's something like, you know, you need to change. You know. But again, diet is not what I needed.
Yep. Well, so, this is just awesome. Thank you so much. And again, for those of you who are listening, hey, you know, if you're serious and you know that you need help and you know you can't do it on your own and you're super, super smart like Carol is, and you want to get to your happy place, you want to learn how to heal your emotional self so that you can release the unhealthy behaviors so that then you stop abusing the food and then you can allow the fat to release from your body, then your first step is to go to discovery-session.com and start there. So thank you so much again, Carol. I so appreciate it. I am Jolynn Braley, permanent weight loss coach, founder of the Inner Self Diet. You have been listening to the Total Success Call recording with a recent graduate of the Inner Self Diet, Carol, from the beautiful country of Vancouver, British Columbia. And thank you again, and congratulations again on all of your successes so far. I know you've got more to come, Carol.
Thank you, Jolynn.
You're welcome.